Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're pulling a very specific document from our stack of sources. It's the South African National Treasury's 2023 Budget for Human Settlements, specifically this section known as Vote 33.
Which, I mean, it sounds incredibly dry, I know, just endless rows and columns of numbers.
Right, exactly, a total cure for insomnia. But our mission today is to, like, look right past those dense financial tables.
Yeah, because if you read the numbers carefully, this document actually stops being a spreadsheet. It becomes a physical blueprint.
Exactly. We are going to uncover exactly how a government plans to physically house its citizens over the next 3 years and pull out some truly surprising hidden details along the way.
Well, the sheer scale of what they're trying to achieve is just massive. I mean, by the 2025 or 2026 financial year, the total budget for this department climbs to R38.1 billion.
Right. But here's what caught my eye. The National Department actually keeps almost none of that $38
billion. Wait, really? None of it?
Well, a staggering 96.1% of the budget is strictly marked for transfers. It goes straight to provinces, municipalities, and, you know, other public entities.
Oh, wow. So they basically just pass it on.
Yeah, it reminds me of a giant financial air traffic controller. The National Department isn't, like, laying the bricks themselves.
Right. They're directing tens of billions of rand down to local authorities to hit these huge targets, like delivering 180,000 fully subsidized houses.
And issuing over 388,000 title deeds, which is a massive logistical undertaking.
It is, but there's a solid logic to that decentralized setup. I mean, think about your own neighborhood. Housing is a deeply local issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just can't effectively micromanage a cement pour in Cape Town from a desk in Pretoria, you know? So the national body prescribes the broader goals, but they fund the local authorities to actually execute them.
Because those local municipalities actually understand the ground they are building on, right? Well, I followed that logic right up until I hit the 2023-2024 spending adjustments. Because looking at this blueprint, I'm seeing this massive contradiction.
What kind of contradiction?
So if the whole strategy relies on empowering local municipalities to build, why is the national government suddenly ending the provincial and municipal emergency housing grants?
Right, the grants.
Yeah, I mean, they are clawing back all those emergency funds to manage crisis housing directly from the top.
Yeah, well, that abrupt shift tells you exactly how the state views crisis management. To understand how this works, you have to look at what the budget calls payments for capital assets.
Okay, and what does that actually mean in plain English?
In this context, that means spending money to physically buy things themselves, like acquiring land or purchasing building materials directly, rather than just, you know, handing cash to a province.
Right.
So because they're pulling emergency housing back to the national level, their capital asset spending is rocketing from a mere R15.3 million to R575.9 million.
Wow, that is a huge jump. So instead of just writing checks to local mayors, they're suddenly buying the land and materials themselves.
Exactly.
But why this sudden centralization?
It's all about speed and control. I mean, while routine, day-to-day building works best decentralized, responding to a flood or a fire requires cutting through local red tape.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're centralizing the funds to deploy physical resources directly. It lets them bypass the usual municipal bottlenecks during an acute disaster.
Okay, so they decentralize the daily build, but they centralize the crisis response. That brings us to the long-term fixes, I think.
Right, the upgrades.
Yeah, so the budget details a push to upgrade 900 informal settlements to what they call phase three, meaning providing secure tenure and basic services like water and sanitation.
Which is desperately needed.
It is, but I noticed a strange line item here. To pull this off, the department is boosting its budget for outside business and advisory consultants by 7.3%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hitting R233.5 million. I mean, R233 million is a lot of money for advice when we actually need bricks. Why is the housing department suddenly spending a fortune on consultants?
Well, because upgrading an informal settlement is infinitely more complex than building on an empty plot of land.
How so?
You are dealing with highly populated, often very chaotic spaces. To safely deliver 60,000 service sites a year, you can't just drop off building supplies, you know?
Yeah, I guess you'd need serious infrastructure.
Exactly. You need complex civil engineering for water and sewage. You need urban planners to design safe layouts and, like, legal experts to navigate land tenure.
So they literally just don't have enough of those specific experts in-house to hit the target.
Precisely. They are buying specialized technical capacity from the private sector.
Right.
It actually shows a pragmatic understanding that to execute this massive blueprint, they simply have to purchase private expertise to supplement their own ranks.
It really is a delicate balancing act when you step back and look at it.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, you have this massive machine funneling money to local municipalities, right? And then a centralized hand clawing back crisis funds to buy land and materials directly.
And on top of that, a checkbook buying private capacity to handle the sheer scale of the informal settlement problem.
Exactly. It's a complex blueprint, but it reviews exactly how the gears of government housing actually turn.
It really does. It's fascinating when you dig into it.
And there is one final detail from our sources I want to leave you with today. In the middle of this massive building boom, there's an entity called the National Home Builders Registration Council.
Right, the inspectors.
Yeah, their goal is to inspect roughly 450,000 homes over the medium term. So, as you think about this R38 billion blueprint, ponder this.
What's that?
In a nationwide high-speed rush to build subsidized housing and hit these massive delivery targets, how does the government ensure that the homes being rapidly built today won't become the structural failures and centralized emergencies of tomorrow?